I'm going to give you $1 million, but you got to spend it in a week.
Okay.
So here's $1 million.
All right.
Spend it in a week. I'm going to give you a choice of things that you would like, or thing you have to pick one of four that you would spend your money on.
You do realize $1 million is not a lot of money anymore.
It is to me.
No, I mean, it's a lot of money, but you can't, like, you can't retire on it. You can't buy a decent apartment
right,
in New York City.
Right, that's why I said you have to do it for a week. So I'm giving you $1 million. You have to spend it on certain things. So you got to tell me what you're going to choose. I'm telling you right now, $5 to me is a lot of money. So if you gave me $5, I'd be like, kick ass. I can eat tomorrow.
Wait, $1 million is a lot of money. I don't want people listening being like, she doesn't think $1 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Believe me, a million. I've never seen $1 million. Like, I don't have $1 million.
No.
I've never seen $1 million. I don't know many people who have $1 million. But what I mean is, in today's economy, $1 million is not something you can retire on. And in a lot of cities, it's not something you can even buy property with.
Right. So I'm going to give you the money. You have to pick one of four of these trips. Which one are you going to pick? Which one are you going to go to? Yeah, I'm going to send you on a trip. Are you going to go to Dubai?
No.
Waterfront Villa in Fiji?
No.
No?
No.
You don't want to do that? Hotel Martinez in Cannes, or you're going to stay at the Plaza in New York?
I hate to burst your bubble, but the Plaza in New York has turned into, it's not that it's a dump. It's just that it's not the exquisite, it's not what you think.
Right.
It's a hotel like any other. It's not special anymore. There's much better hotels in New York if you're going to come here. I guess I'd go to, if I have to use $1 million to go to one of those places, I guess I would choose Cannes because my boyfriend really wants to go back to France. Because he did a semester there when he was in school and he loves everything French and he speaks French. So I guess I would choose that. But the truth is, the next trip I take, I haven't seen enough of this country. Like, I've never been to Chicago. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to, if
you're,
I had
not missing anything. Walk down this block in New York and it's just like Chicago. Just close your eyes.
But if I had $1 million, I would take a trip across country. I would go to all the cities and states.
That's not a choice, though. I'm giving you four of these, and you have to pick one.
I guess, I don't, you know me, I hate traveling. I find it so boring. I have nothing, there's nothing I want to see anywhere.
So you go to the Plaza just because you can get
New
away
York
from people.
And I could just, you know why? You know why I want to go there? Because I could stay there for just the one night and then go home.
Right. And somebody will make up your bed.
Okay, I'm choosing, you know, in that case, I'm choosing the Plaza because I can
not
walk
France.
There.
Not France. You're choosing that. All right.
I'm choosing somewhere I can walk to, the Plaza.
You get to hire a celebrity for a private concert. Are you going to hire Marshmello, Alanis Morissette, Blake Shelton, or 50 Cent?
I think Marshmello, because he's a great DJ. That'd be a fun party. And people, no, I'm serious. Because it would be a fun party. People would want it, people would dance. You know, Alanis Morissette, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to. So I worked at a radio station, and Alanis Morissette was one of the artists that we were playing. And the album that came out after the whole You Oughta Know thing, after that album, her next album after she came back from India. So that was the album. That was the album that she was promoting. So they thought it'd be fun to have some of the DJs on stage with her because she had this. She was playing at like a relatively small venue, not that big. It wasn't a stadium, but it was a nice size venue here in New York City. And she did the entire stage like India, like there were like big pillows and like fluffy things to sit on and lots of drapes and stuff like that. So they put us all up on the stage for the concert, and I fell dead asleep.
Well, that song "Hey India" was horrible. Oh, that was no.
Right.
I just laugh at the Marshmello because we always made fun of him. It could just be anybody in a mask,
right? It doesn't have to be Marshmello. Just a guy on the ones and twos with that big giant mask on his head. I don't care.
This guy walks in with that big thing on. You go, oh, it's Marshmello. And if you took it off, we'd have no idea.
Yeah. No, I'm choosing Marshmallow just because for the dance, you know, that would be a fun party. And if I'm having, I mean, if I'm having an artist, it's because I'm going to have a party.
All right. I'm going to send you to a restaurant. Now, you're not going to go to any of these. So the Undersea in Maldives, the Arkawa in Tokyo, Guy Savoy in Paris, or Mesa in New York.
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course I'm going to Savoy in Paris. That is world-class dining. That's the best meal you will ever eat in your entire life.
I know, but there's going to have to be a whole class with the waitress when you walk in.
Oh, that's true. I don't eat this. I'm allergic to that. Does that have gluten in it?
Doesn't matter if it's the best restaurant in the world. That's You're a good still point. A pain in the ass.
Yeah, there's not much I can eat there. Well, no, but maybe, you know what? In that case, the Japanese one, because they have rice and they have fish.
There you go. There's one. All right. A car. You don't care about cars. So, okay.
Well, no, you answer that one then.
All right. Cars. We're talking Bugatti Veyron, Lamborghini, the Tesla, or the Jeep Gladiator. Not going to be the Jeep. It'll be the Lamborghini. Screw a Tesla.
Yeah, I'm not interested in Tesla. I would never get a Tesla. And I got to tell you, Tesla, it's shocking to me how many people that live in New York that drive Teslas.
They're everywhere. They're like squirrels.
Right. I thought they were like ridiculously expensive. I guess they're not that expensive if so many people have them.
No, they're pretty expensive. I mean, like my car would be 20 to 30,000. They're 50 to 60,000. So you can get a used one for like 40 grand. That's
crazy. How
much
is a Lamborghini?
Oh, like 200,000. And a Bugatti Veyron is 400,000. So
well, that's the one I want. I want the most expensive one.
Yeah, but the Bugatti Veyron, it's like $5 million just to drive it. You know, because you got to put new tires on it every 15 minutes. It's got 16 turbo. It's too much. Too much upkeep. Can't do it. I'm going to send you to a glorious spa.
Okay. All right.
And you can get either a caviar facial.
Ooh.
Evian bath.
Wait, so fish on my face. No, thank you.
Fish eggs. I don't know. I guess people like it. So caviar facial, Evian bath, head to toe, 24 karat gold body mask.
Ooh.
Or a 6 hour long massage.
No, I got to tell you, I've had massages. I hate them. I really do because people don't touch me the way I like. My boyfriend knows how to massage me. I don't like strangers touching me anyway. And I feel like I always get sick after a massage. People don't wash their hands. I don't know what it is. So definitely not a massage. I'm going for the solid gold head-to-toe body mask, and they take that off, and your skin is like you're 15 again.
Well, the thing about massage, it releases toxins in your body.
No, it doesn't.
Lots of toxins in your body, so that's the problem.
Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow, there's no such thing as toxins.
It's toxins.
For fuck's sake. It's not a thing. That's not true. That is something that scammers made up to sell you shit, like Gwyneth Paltrow did to sell you shit from her goop.
You're hungry. You get to hire a celebrity chef to cook all your meals. Are you going to hire Ree Drummond, Marcus Samuelson?
Oh, I love
Kristen Kish or Guy Fieri.
I don't know who Kristen Kish is. Guy Fieri makes too many things that are fried. No, thank you. And his restaurant here sucks.
But he's been on our show.
No, he's a great guy, but
he wished me happy birthday.
Yeah, I remember he did.
Yeah.
I'm going with Marcus Samuelson because he has this great restaurant on 43rd Street that has the most delectable food and it's stuff there I can eat. I think it's called like Esca or something. I forget the name of his restaurant, but he's amazing. Definitely him.
Mm. I'm going to put you on a private jet. You get to go somewhere just for 24 hours. So you get to go there, hang out, and then come right back.
Can I choose? You're going to give me choices.
I'm going to give you four, and you got to pick one.
Fine.
No, because you're going to pick Utah.
It's my jet. Why can't I go wherever I want to go?
Because the jet only goes to four places.
Okay. That's a terrible jet.
Okay. We'll throw Utah in there. There's five. Okay. Utah. You can go there. Tuscany, okay. Italy.
Uh-huh.
Geneva, Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
Bangkok.
No.
Or Sydney, Australia.
Sydney's too far, but I'd love to go to Sydney. Yeah. I mean, if I can get there, if it was one of those like kind of jets that you can just be there in no time at all, like in an hour, I would of course pick Sydney, Australia, because it just looks like a beautiful city that I've never seen that I'm dying to see.
Well, see, then you can go and call Jackie O from Kyle and Jackie O a bitch to her face.
That's a good point.
Hey, I'm Cooper. Remember me? No one to call you a
bitch.
Knock
on the door.
Yeah, put me on the air. So, Sydney, Bangkok, Switzerland, or Italy?
You know, Switzerland feels the most exotic because it's not a place I'd normally go. I've been to Italy with my mom. We didn't go to Tuscany, which I'm sure is amazing. Mm. Tuscany does sound good because I heard the food there is really good. But, you know, Switzerland, they have chocolate, Swiss chocolate. I want to go to Switzerland.
I'm doing Bangkok.
Of course you are. It's prostitutes everywhere. It's like for $2.
Exactly why I want to go.
Right.
Can I borrow $2? Oh, no, screw it. Can I borrow $4? I want to get a higher quality prostitute.